Number 49, Hiram Okanagan Smith.
Washington, you are there. The year 1891. Hiram Okanagan Smith, a delegate from the 16th Territorial District, sits tiredly on the deck of a steamship bound for Vancouver, B.C. He's returning to the Okanagan Valley after a legislative session in Olympia. Lori Denny, a Washington Centennial reporter, is on the scene.
Mr. Smith, why the long face?
I'm more dead than alive and only halfway home.
But the Okanagan and Olympia are only 200 miles apart.
They are, if you're sporting a pair of wings. It took me 2 weeks to reach the capital. You see, in the trail, there's these rocks. We call them the Cascades. You have to go around those. I had to mush through British Columbia, shoot the Fraser River on a felled tree that they tried to convince me was a boat, and then plow the deep all the way to Olympia on this floating steam bomb. And speaking of hot air, the legislative session was no quilting bee either. And now I've got to do it all over again with extra baggage.
It looks like you've got a small orchard there. Are those apple seedlings?
They are. And over here, I've got a peck of peach seeds. I'm hoping these little beauties will like the Okanagan as much as I do. And why shouldn't they? I mean, it's drier on the east side of the mountains, and the cold air will set the apples better. You know, gold fever drew folks to the Okanagan Highlands years ago. Now that that's gone, we need something else to sink our teeth into.
Okanagan Smith finally does reach home in northeastern Washington. With the fruit trees and seeds he brings with him, he starts the first orchard in the Okanagan Valley.